Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachung. Our text for reflection is Matthew 6:22-24, the Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 6, the verses 22-24. The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are unhealthy, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. Let us reflect on the theme spiritual perception and undivided devotion. Spiritual perception and undivided devotion. In Matthew 6:22-24, we find a profound narrative that intertwines two essential aspects of our spiritual journey: clarity of our spiritual perception and the singularity of our devotion. The metaphor of the eye as the lamp of the body serves as a poignant reminder of how our spiritual sight or perception shapes our entire being. It is through this eye that we view the world, make decisions, and set our moral compass. In this light, one is compelled to reflect. What does it mean to have healthy spiritual vision? This question beckons us to ponder the focus of our inner eye. Are we illuminating our path with truth and goodness, or are we clouding our vision with the shadows of misconception and misunderstanding? How does this perception influence our understanding of truth and morality? Seguing into the duality of devotion, the scripture vividly highlights the impossibility of serving two masters, a choice between God and material wealth. This stark dichotomy places us at a crossroads, forcing us to confront challenges of balancing spiritual values with the alluring temptations of a material world. It raises a crucial question. What does it mean to serve a master in the context of contemporary life? In navigating this delicate balance, we must also ask ourselves, how do we reconcile the tension between spiritual devotion and material needs? As we reflect on these intertwining themes, let us remember the thought-provoking words, "If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness?" And this quote serves as a powerful reminder of the importance of nurturing a pure and enlightened heart, one that can discern the true light from the deceiving shadows. Heavenly Father, grant us the wisdom to maintain a clear spiritual vision and the strength to choose unwavering devotion to you. Guide our hearts and minds in truth and righteousness, helping us to discern and follow the path that leads to your eternal light. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all now and forevermore. Amen.